this is the scripture for today because it has to do with something special that happens when we share at the table. Listen to the Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Because of the one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This weekend, Polly and I went to a furniture store to begin looking at some furniture. We went to this store that was fairly large, and we started looking at some chairs and started looking at some couches, some things that we might want to perhaps choose at a later date to replace some furniture that we have. But I noticed that there were so many tables in this particular place. And since I knew that I would be preaching on this series, The Table, I thought that I would just go to each one of these little tables and look at it and meditate a little bit and see if somehow or another God might speak to me in this furniture store as I looked at tables. Well, the first thing that I saw was the price. And that'll break the spirit right there, okay? So I'm looking at these tables and I'm going, wow, you know, they're kind of unique. They're different. Some are really long. Some are round. Some are short, made out of different material. There for a while, Polly got excited. She thought I was going to buy one of these things. But we were just looking. And the thing that came to my mind was, well, they're all nice tables. But the thing that really makes a table special to us, to me, to you, is the family that gathers around the table. And so as I was walking around the furniture store, I began to reminisce about the tables that I've been at in our family, the breakfast table, the dinner table. And I thought back to that time to when I had to go to Durham and clear out my parents' home of all their furniture. My father was deceased. My mother was moved to a care facility. And so the time came for us to move furniture. And I remember that most of the time I was okay until I came to those tables that we sat at. Because they weren't just tables. They were holy places. Something special. When a family gathers around a table, what happens? Well, basically three things happen at the family dinner table. Three things happen. We learn who we are, our identity. The second thing is memories. We share so many family stories, and it's the gift of where have we come from? Who are we? We know it best by telling stories and sharing memories. And yes, I remember that. Or, wow, I never knew that about my grandfather. Memories are gathered up. They become food to our spirit. And then, of course, the third thing is nourishment. Now, of course, as a little boy, if I got to go shopping and choose what I wanted, it probably wouldn't have been healthy. I would have come home with a lot of junk food. But my mother and my father were great cooks, and they were great about providing a balanced meal of everything that I needed. And so nourishment of the finest was at the table that I ate at. And looking back, I realized how blessed I was. First of all, I had a family. I visited someone in prison just recently. And he seemed to be so down. And I said, you know what? You have something a lot of people don't have. And that's family that come to see you. And it lifted his spirit. Because so often we take that for granted, but But to have a family and then to gather around the table and then to have those times, and the three things that happened at the family dinner table, at least for me, was identity. I learned who I was. Now, when I turned to be a teenager, like everybody else, I had to go somewhere to find out who I was. My dad always said, "No problem, you're my son. That's who you are." It was a place I could always return to find my identity, find who we were as a family, and memories. The best things I have gleaned from my family are the family stories. And then, of course, the nourishment. And I'm blessed. Well, I'm in another table now, and Polly and I gather there. From time to time, we have guests. And from time to time, I'm at one of your tables. From time to time, I'm eating here at one of the round tables. But I rejoice that it's not so much the table, but it's the people that gather around them, that something happens at that table and we become different people because we ate at that table. Our identity is formed. Our memory. Without memory, there can be no hope. Without memory, without recalling things in the past, tough times perhaps we lived through, but got through. Without memory, there can be no hope. You see, all that God has done for us in the past has taught us that we can trust Him for the future. It's a beautiful thing when we realize that, you know, families go through hard times together. I love that scripture. It's paraphrased in the Message. I think it's Romans chapter 8, 28. If we go through the hard times together, we'll go through the good times together too. You know what makes a family really close is that they've been through both the good and the bad together. Those family memories, and then of course the nourishment. Something special at the dinner table. And I have some extra copies of the handout for the children. And you might want to think about, maybe you could start doing some things at that family dinner table to make it a little more special. There's the scripture, there's the questions that you can answer. You go around the table, and of course, there's the prayers that you can have. But the one thing that I really like here is have a family member to tell a brief family story. You don't have time to do all of this, but you have time to do some of it. And that's one of my favorite things is the stories. Well, here we are in church, and we still come to a table. It's the Lord's table. Matter of fact, the communion table is over there, but you know what I'm talking about. And because we eat at the Lord's table, we're different people. Because it's at the Lord's table that we find our identity. It's at the Lord's table that we have our shared stories of the faith, the ancestors of faith, the stories that we have of where we've been. We have our good news of the gospel. And then, of course, we have our nourishment, and it is a little bit of bread and it's a little bit of juice, but we're talking about a different kind of nourishment. We're talking about the body and blood of Christ, and we're talking about grace that can become sufficient for whatever need we have. We're talking about forgiveness. We're talking about those things that make us come alive again. And Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the Father's mouth. And so we get nourishment here at the table. And so this whole series is about the table. And today is about the family dinner table. In the church, we have a family dinner table. I hope that you'll take time to come to a Wednesday night program here at the church. We have the feast, and then we have table talk. There are round tables here. There are plenty of opportunities to come on a Wednesday night for that. But here at the church, we're at this table. And in the scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 through 17, what I really like is, because there is one loaf, we who are many are all one body because we all partake of the one loaf. We become one here at this table, though we are different. And at this table, we become for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by His blood. And we pray, Lord, by Your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one in ministry with one another, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes again. And final victory, and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Again, another feast. So I guess we could just say that if you want to know what we believe, come to the table. Is at the table we learn who we are as children of God. Is at the table we tell the stories. You know, one reason why I think the Bible really is divine, really is God's word. I mean, it's not technically something you could write a dissertation about, but they're so honest about the stories they tell. They'll tell a story. Yep, that's our family. And you're going, God, they did that? Yep, that's the truth. They did that. In the family, in the Bible, the family stories have secrets that are revealed. Why are they doing all that stuff? Because without revealing, there is no healing. And because of learning through the ancestors of faith who began to acknowledge their sin and confess their sin and open up and to reveal it, there was healing, and they were able to see what we really need to see when we read the Bible. And that's the main character, God and God's grace for us. So when we read all these stories, it's kind of interesting because we sooner or later we learn things from those who have lived before us. And we gain hope because we see how God has provided. We learn about our ancestors who lived in a wilderness. Now, those were our ancestors because we're the family of God. We're the people of faith. See, Abraham and Sarah are my ancestors. They're your ancestors. They really are. What could we learn from them? Well, I'm paying a lot of attention to Abraham and Sarah right now as I get older. As I get older, I need to be reminded that, you know what? Just because you grow older doesn't mean that God doesn't have something for you to do. What was it? Abraham and Sarah about 100 years old, and he said, you know what? Now you're going to go on a journey. And I'm going to bless you, and through you I'll bless the world. And I'm going, wow! Just the story that we need. There's stories there that you need to hear that will relate to your life, where you are, the nourishment that you need. And so today, I just simply want to invite you to a time of prayer. And the time of prayer has to do with this, that you will make a decision that when you gather at the table, you will allow Jesus to be the host. And you will gather at the table, allow Jesus to be the host, and allow the Holy Spirit to draw you closer to those you gather with and closer to God. And that because you're at that table, on the next day, you'll be a different person and the day after that. The prayer is just simply this. Are you ready to start living the table? Gather at the table. Do these practices. Make an effort to find your place at the table and to invite others. I'll pray with you about any and everything. But the main invitation is this. Are you ready to invite Jesus Christ to be the host at every table you eat at? If you're ready, I want to have a special prayer for you that indeed that will happen. And that when bread is broken, you may see the risen Christ. Let us stand.